Beautiful day today. It's wonderful to be assembled to worship our God as we are today. We've had a bounty of rain over the last couple of days, and now the beautiful sunshine, and what an honor it is on a day like today, the Lord's Day, to be able to come and worship our God as we have the privilege of doing. And we're glad that you're here this morning. As I look out over our assembly today, we have a good number present. We have several who are visiting with us, and if you're visiting with us today, no matter where you're from, we want you to know how truly happy we are that you're here. And I hope by your experience today that we'll treat you in a way that you'll want to come back and worship with us anytime you have an opportunity. It's hard to believe that this year has flown by as quickly as it has. The school year is just about over. I know our college students are preparing for their finals, I believe, this week, and graduation here in just a few days. And I just cannot believe that the school year has already come and gone. I heard something. I've just got to tell you this. And if you're a child in school, a kid in school, a young person, you might like this. It was dinner time, and Little Monster said, "I hate my teacher." And Mama Monster said, "Well, just go ahead and eat your salad then." So if it takes you a while to get it, then that's fine. But we do wish our young people well, our college students, as they leave and go their way for the summer. Some will be staying here. And I hope our lesson today is going to be the kind of lesson that will send off our young people, our college students in particular, in a good way. We sang about that song this morning, the Shepherd Jesus Christ, who does watch over us. The 23rd Psalm has been called the Song of the Shepherd because it was written by David, who at one time in his life was a shepherd. It's an individual conceiving of the blessings of God promised to Israel, coming from the heart of a shepherd. God knows the sheep, and God gives his blessings to the individual sheep that he's promised to the entire flock. The sheep, therefore, can know and enjoy and experience the providential protection of God individually. Now, as we look at Psalms chapter 23, many of the lines of this great psalm are just the simple statements of the requirements of a shepherd, the life of a shepherd, the actual duties of a Holy Land shepherd, which I believe are just as appropriate for us today as they were 6,000 years ago. And whenever we look at the 23rd Psalm, phrase by phrase, it has a well-understood meaning for us today. It's an encouraging passage of Scripture. And I think that meaning deepens as we grow more in our faith in God as the years go by. I think this passage really helps us to see, just like we've sung about today, what it means to be under the guidance of that great shepherd. In Psalms chapter 23, if you look there, beginning in verse 1, David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear none evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This morning I want us to look at this psalm and our lesson, and I want us to break this great psalm down into its appropriate phrases, and thereby I believe it will have even more meaning and encouragement for us today. First of all, this morning, I want us to observe the fact that this song of the shepherd is a song of faith. It's a song of assurance. David said here in verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Now, the shepherd's main concern is to provide for the needs of the sheep. And the sheep instinctively know this. The sheep know that before the shepherd brings them into the fold of safety there in the evening, that the shepherd's already provided and planned for the grazing the next day. And the sheep have faith in the shepherd, and they sleep in great confidence that something is going to be provided for them on the morrow. The thought of this phrase one time was captured by a little girl who misread it. She read it, "The Lord is my shepherd, so I shall not want." And there's no lack of faith and assurance. There's no lack of assurance in real faith. If we trust in God today as our shepherd, and it's so important that we do, then we can have confidence. That regardless of what's going on in my life right now, regardless of the difficulties that seem to be mine right now in this life, if we trust in God as our good shepherd, we know that all is going to be well tomorrow. How we need to realize that this is a song of faith and assurance. You know, the Bible tells us in James 1 and verse 17 that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above. Paul said in Ephesians 3 and verse 20, "Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think." During World War II, there were many, many orphans that were produced by the conflict of that horrible war. And just after the war, a great number of these orphans were gathered from the countries of Europe, and they were brought together, these orphans were, into a camp until something could be done for them. And one of the first problems that these many orphan children faced was the inability to sleep. Psychologists were brought in, and it was finally determined that these children could not sleep because of insecurity. And so it was decided that all these children would be given everything that they wanted to eat, but in addition to that, they would be given one piece of bread to hold in their hands that was not to be eaten. And so each child was made to understand as they ate their evening meal, "You are to eat everything that you want, and you are to hold this piece of bread with you and take that piece of bread with you to bed, and that bread is not to be eaten." Now, when that was done, those children slept well. They got up fully rested and very happy. There was a feeling of contentment, a feeling of security and happiness. They went to sleep knowing that there was going to be provision for them on the morrow because they had it right there in their hands. And so it is that we need to remember that God knows our needs even before we were aware that we had those needs. God gave us the sun and the moon and the stars to give us light before we ever knew we needed light. He gave us the warmth and the heat. God gave us seed for the earth and animals to eat before we knew there were such needs. Now, PETA probably doesn't like that, do they, people, for the ethical treatment of animals? I think it means people eating tasty animals myself. But God has provided all these things for our needs. He has provided for every need of man. He is our great shepherd, and confidence and faith in God ought to produce assurance in our lives that always causes us to look forward to the coming days. But in the next place, though, may I suggest that this song of the shepherd is a song of contentment. The Bible says in verse 2, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures." Now, over in that part of the world, in that particular day, sheep begin to graze about 4 in the morning, and they would continue until about 10. And having eaten for a number of hours, they're full. The sun is very hot at this time of the day, and they cannot drink immediately or they're bloat. And so the shepherd takes the sheep to an area of green pastures where they're going to have plenty of good grazing for the rest of the day. And there the sheep are made to lie down, and there they rest in the green pastures for 3 or 4 hours. And as those sheep lie there, they chew their cud in full contentment. Those sheep know that when they finish their rest, that there's going to be plenty of food for the rest of the day. That's such a beautiful picture of contentment. And for us today, faith in God, trust in our good shepherd, ought to produce the same kind of contentment. Paul would say in Philippians 4 and verse 11, "I've learned in whatsoever state I'm in, therewith to be content." Paul said, "I'm not going to allow outward circumstances to determine my inward peace of mind." The Bible says in Hebrews 13 and verse 5, "Be content with such things as you have. For God has said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you." This song of the shepherd is a song of contentment. Let me also suggest to you, though, that this song of the shepherd is also a song of peace. David said here, "He leads me beside the still waters." Now, sheep are very poor swimmers. And since their wool is thick and since their wool absorbs water so quick, sheep naturally fear the water. And so sheep will not drink from gurgling water, running water. And the shepherd knows this. And when the shepherd is ready to water the sheep, he'll find or maybe he'll fashion with his hands a little pool beside the gurgling water, and there the sheep will come and they'll drink by the still waters. The shepherd's concerned even over the most timid of the sheep, and the shepherd always leads the sheep by the still waters. It seems to me that we need to be reminded from time to time that God's aware of us and God knows our limitations. We need to understand that God does not expect us to work beyond the limit of the abilities that He's blessed us with. God's never demanded that we do some great thing, some real notable thing. All God wants us to do, you and me, is our very best. We need to strive to serve God to the best of our ability. And have the attitude that Paul had in Philippians 4 and verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. May we ever realize that God expects me to do my best. He doesn't expect me to do what you do. God doesn't compare what I do with what you do or with what somebody else does. The greatest servant that God has is that individual that uses his own talents and own abilities to the fullest. And so may we always give our best. And once we do that, we need to be at peace, even though we may not have accomplished what we desire to accomplish. But let me suggest to you as well that this song of the shepherd is also a song of life. The text says, he restores my soul. Now, when David wrote these words, either as a shepherd or maybe reflecting back to his life as a shepherd, David was fully aware of the fact that during the day, the sheep would always graze in a line. Each sheep had its own place, and that sheep stayed in his place in the grazing line. But once during the day, the sheep would leave his place, and he would walk over to the shepherd, and the shepherd would rub his nose and his ears, and then that sheep would return back to his place in the grazing line, refreshed, restored, having his spirit made alive again. It may remind us of young children sometimes who have been out playing, and they may come inside and put their arms around mom or dad and tell us that they love us. They just need to have their souls restored. And isn't it wonderful to be able to restore their souls and then send them back out to their play again? I think David here is an example of his own poetry. Now, when David was very close to God, as a shepherd, David knew what it meant to confidently believe in God. David could stand before such a great foe like Goliath, and because of his faith in God, he could be victorious over that enemy in 1 Samuel 17. And yet, when David turned away from God, as for example, through that sin with Bathsheba, David found himself in great need of having his soul to be restored. And after the visit of Nathan the prophet and the accusation of David as being a murderer, a man that was guilty of breaking 5 of the 10 commandments, was moved to write the 51st Psalm. He said in verse 2 of that great psalm, "Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight." In verse 9, he said, "Hide your face from me. Do not blot out those things that hide me." Hide your face not from me. Don't blot out my iniquities. He said, "Create within me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." You see, David came to God, and David had his soul restored. And I need to understand, and you need to realize, that no individual is beyond the forgiveness of God. If we will just turn to God in repentance, God is willing to restore us to our former position. But may I also suggest today that this song of the shepherd is also a song of leadership. David said, "He leads me in the paths of righteousness." Now, sheep have a very poor sense of direction. I understand that sheep can only see maybe 15 to 20 yards very clearly, and those sheep place their confidence in the shepherd that he's going to lead them to the green pastures and beside the still waters. And how we need to realize today that our good shepherd, Jesus Christ, must guide our steps. We can't find the way on our own. Jeremiah said long ago in chapter 10 and verse 23, "O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It's not in man who walks to direct his own steps." Peter encourages us in 1 Peter 2 and verse 21 to follow the example of Jesus, to follow in his steps. And so we need to realize that we need to follow in the steps of our Savior. But this song of the shepherd is also a song of courage. It's a song of confidence, companionship, and comfort. David said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear none evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Now, there is an actual valley of the shadow of death in Palestine. It's located just east of the road that leads down from Jerusalem to the Dead Sea. It's about 4.5 miles in length, and it's a narrow piece of land through a mountain range. The walls in certain places are as much as 1,500 feet high. And the way is made even more dangerous by gullies 7 to 8 feet deep. It's a very hazardous journey for the sheep who must make and cross this piece of land once a year for grazing conditions. And yet the shepherd is always there for the sheep, always there to protect them from danger and to bring them to safety, even in the very face of death itself. And as we go through the valley of the shadow of death, we need to have confidence that regardless of what happens, the shepherd is always there. He's always there for us, and he will provide for our security. We need to realize today that we have that good shepherd to guide us through the valley of the shadow of death. We have the promise, for example, of 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 1, which says, "We know that if this earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." There's comfort in both the rod and the staff of our Heavenly Father. He is going to be with us and until our time here on earth is no more. And then I want to suggest to you today that this song of the shepherd is a song of providence. The text says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies." To me, one of the most interesting things that a shepherd does for his sheep is that he goes out before the seasonal feedings begin, and with an instrument called a mattock, he will go out and he'll prepare a table, if you will, for the sheep. He'll go out into the grazing area and he'll weed out all the poisonous plants and he'll weed out the thorns and the briars that might cut the ears and the nose of the sheep. And he'll pile all this up in a large pile, and the next day when they're dry, they're burned. And the result of that kind of table is one in which the sheep can go out into and graze freely. I believe David here is contemplating what God has done for us. God has provided for each of us what is necessary for our well-being. We know that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above. We know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, Romans 8 and verse 28. This is a song of providence. And then let me suggest to you as well that this is also a song of joy and favor. The psalmist said, "Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over." Now at the end of the grazing day, the sheep would come back into the fold, and as the sheep passed through the narrow door of that fold, if the shepherd happened to notice a cut on the nose or the ear, that shepherd would tap the sheep on the back very gently, and the sheep would step aside. Now, inside the sheepfold, there were two great vessels. One that was filled with water, another that was filled with olive oil, and the sheep would plunge into the cool water and drink until satisfied. And if the sheep happened to be wounded, the shepherd was there to anoint that wound with olive oil. The sheep never doubted the joy and the favor of the shepherd. We need to realize today God provides for us our needs physically and spiritually. But finally today, as we close, may I suggest that this song of the shepherd is a song of immortality. It's a song of anticipation. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You see, the sheep have enjoyed the care and the protection of the shepherd throughout the day, and there's confidence that that protection and that care is going to be there tomorrow as well. I can't think of a better way to prepare for the battles of life than simply to become a sheep in the fold of the great shepherd. We need to realize today that there is no safety outside that fold. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." He's the author. He's the finisher of our faith. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Jesus, our great shepherd, is the door of the sheep. He can make us whole. He can restore our lives if we will but submit to Him. Our God leads us through the difficulties of this life. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." A lot of dangers in life, a lot of uncertainty that we have to deal with. A lot of things that threaten to overwhelm us and overcome us. But we need to have trust and confidence that God will lead us in the direction we need to go if we will but follow in confidence and trust. Are you a sheep today in the fold of the Good Shepherd? Have you obeyed the gospel? If you have faith in God today, you can become a Christian. You can let that faith lead you to give your life to God as you repent of your sins, as you confess Jesus as God's Son. You can be baptized into Jesus Christ.